This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. As we are learning the Mishnah Yomis for this Shabbos Kodesh, we are sponsored by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas Basi Bas Robert, and Shlomo Ben Avram Alevi Perel Bas Ruvain. Also sponsored Lili Nishmas David Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem Fel Yomosh Ben Chaim Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yalea, for the Schus of Avram Ben Yom Benish Ben Malki Yehudas, by Yol Klugman and family for their Parnasa Gzunt and Achas, Lefu Shalem, for Avigdaraya Ben Rifkin, Bas Chaim Sar, Yitzhak Ben Simon Dush, Rifka Bas Shira Lea, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shira Lea, Chana Bas Shashabina, Moish Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chaim Sar, they should have a Lefu Shalem, Besek Shar Chel Yisrael. Now, the opening of the antechamber, Ushnei Pishposhin, Hoyoloi Lashara Gadol, the great gate that opens to the antechamber of the temple, had two side small doors, Echad B'Tzafen, one to the north, the Echad B'Darim, one to the south. Shebedarim, the one to the south, was never opened. Lo nichnas by Adam Eilam, no man ever entered. It was symbolic. Va'olavu mufarish al yidei Yecheskel, and about it, it says in the Navi Yecheskel, Shenam avayomer elai Hashem. Hashem said to me, Ashar azeh sogar yia. This gate should be closed. Lo yipasech, it should never be opened. V'ish lo yavoy bay, no man should pass through it. Ke Hashem alikei Yisrael ba'avoy. Hashem will go through it, it should be closed. Now, the one on the north, that's the way we start to get into the Heichel. Not the less Hamafteach, the Mamuna takes the key, Upasach es HaPishpash, he enters, he opens up the small doorway, V'nichnas, and he goes and he turns to the right, Lata, to one of the cells that are on the right side, the 15 cells on the right side, and then from that cell he goes into the Heichel, and then he opens the doors from the inside. That's the opinion of the Tanakam. Reb Yehuda says, if you remember, for those that listened to Friday's shir, Reb Yehuda says that there were two sets of doors to the entranceway from the Ulam to the Heichel. It was a thick entranceway, and there were doors that opened up, swung, and covered the thickness of the entranceway, and the inner doors swung behind them to cover the walls of the Heichel. That was the opinion of the Tanakhama. Reb Yehuda held that both doors swung inward into the entranceway, the thickness of the entranceway. And therefore, according to Reb Yehuda Aimer B'Seich Oivyei Shel Kaisel HaYimahalech, when he went through the Pishpash, he walked through the thickness of the wall, Ad Shenimtza Oimei Ben Shnei Asharim, and he was able to enter into the thickness of the entranceway between the two gates, one that was from the Ulam into the entranceway, and then from there into the Heichel, and Uposach es achitzonis mibifnim, he opened up the outer doorways from the inside, v'es hapnimiyos, and the inner doorways he opened up from the outside, standing in front of them, mibichutz. Now these cells that ran around the north, west, and south of the Heichel totaled 38. Ushloishim ushmanim toim hayusham. There were 38 cells. Chamisha aser batzafen, three stories of cells equaling 15 cells on the north. Chamisha aser badarim, three stories, 5, 5, and 5 on the south. Ushmeina b'marav, and three stories, 3, 3, and 2 on the west, as the Mishnah explains. Shevet Tzafim, the Shevet Darim on the north and the south, Chamisha al Gabi Chamisha, the Chamisha al Gaben, 5, 5, and 5. V'shebemarav shloish al gabi shloish, 3 on top of 3, u'shnayim al gabem, and on top of them 2. Now each of these cells had 3 doorways. U'shloish p'sachim hoyu l'chol echad ve'echad. They had 3 doorways. Echad l'tomin ayamin, 1 to the cell on its right. Ve'echad l'tomin asmo, 1 to the cell on its left. Ve'echad l'tosh al gabav, and a trap door to the cell above it. Ubekeren Mizrachit Tzafonis, this is according to the Tanakhama Shita, according in the previous Mishnah, the northeastern cell, remember from it, we went from the Pishpash into it, and then from it into the Heichel, so the northeastern cell, Oya Chamisha Psachim, it had 5 doorways. Echel Letamin Yamin, 1 to the Tor to its right, to the corner, so it didn't have one to the Tor to the left. The Echad L'Tosh Al Gabav, one to the cell above it. The Echad L'Masiba, it had a doorway that took you down a ladder to a ramp that wound around and led to the roofs of the Tor. The Echad L'Pishpash, and one was to the doorway on the north, the small doorway. The Echad L'Heichel, and one that entered into the Heichel. Okay, as always, we want to thank you for joining us. If you would like to sponsor this week's share on MR, please call me at 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Also, that's true if you want to sponsor the next Masechta Chulin. And please, if you listen, watch on YouTube, please hit subscribe. Thank you for joining us. And have a wonderful Vach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.